Hi everyone, and welcome back to our series celebrating Lit's 30th anniversary Lit Radio with the Lit team. I'm your host, Thea. Today, I'm joined by another of our team members, Alec Egan, who is Lit's associate publisher. Alec scans the book publishing horizon for cutting-edge thinking with the potential to appeal to a broader audience. A strong team player with a keen eye for commercial opportunities, he's instrumental in bringing new authors into the Lit family. Alec understands authors' needs and the market. He knows how to create the right type of chemistry in a project to produce maximum impact in business outcome and reputation building. Hi, Alec, and thank you very much for joining us today on our Lit Radio. I'm very excited to speak with you about the Lit books and the Lit projects. So my very first question to you would be, looking back at the projects that you worked on in the past years and drawing on your experience, what do you believe makes a successful book project?
Hi, Thea, and it's great to be here on the podcast. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great question. Thank you. And I'm sure that our audience will be keen to hear more on this. I'd say that there are five or six ingredients that make a successful book project. And let me start with the first one. If we can see clarity about the message in the book and the audience the author is engaging with, we can say with confidence we're looking at a potentially successful project. This may sound obvious, but original content is required for a successful book project. Sometimes it's not so obvious what is a point of originality and or what those points are. We can help to find it and amplify it through our editorship. The second point I wanted to bring into answering your question is about understanding the objectives. Or maybe there's a single objective for writing the book. That's very important for a successful project. If we have that, we can then together devise a strategy for the book. And of course, we're working on designing that strategy with the author. The third point I wanted to talk about is about making book accessible so that it does not read like an academic text. Talking about high-level concepts in the language that your audience can readily understand is very important. Point number four that came to mind is about being aware of the tone of your voice and sometimes finding it, developing it, and carrying it through the book so that the tone in the book matches the tone the author uses in other channels, offline or online. Again, it's helpful for the author to be working with a good editorial team on this. I do have a point five. I think making smart decisions when we're promoting the book together with the author is very, very important. And this is something what makes a successful book project. You know, for example, making good use of speaking opportunities to promote the book. And it's not a coincidence that practically all successful authors in Lit's family have something in common. The three key elements in their tagline, expert in a given field, let's say leadership development, author, and speaker. And then it is replicated across different media channels. I just want to add briefly here that what we're seeing in LinkedIn is one of the most powerful channels for promoting business books now. What Lit can help with at the writing editing stage is to make the book promotable by design. And finally, this is actually point six, what really helps is when the author is aware of hers or his personal brand. We at Lit often refer to it as an author brand. Being intentional about author branding at every stage of the collaboration with us is so helpful for a successful project. Lead understands well what is an author brand, and exciting synergies emerge when we have good understanding with the author on this.
Absolutely. I think those are some great points. And really, I do agree that all of them combined together would make a successful book project. And then Lit is a unique kind of publisher. So what kind of author fits best into Lit and its way of working with authors? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, great question, Taya. Thank you. Two large group of authors. Someone with a profile and a number of successful projects in their book portfolio, and they're looking for more in-depth collaboration with our editing and design teams. Or someone who has been consulting or coaching, be it for 20 years or more, or their current senior executive, and have proven methodology or advice to improve business performance others can benefit from. However, this may be their first book project and they need close guidance to develop the project and maximize this opportunity. And finally, I wanted to conclude answering your question by saying that Lead model is particularly suitable for anyone who wants to demonstrate their expertise to a wider business audience. And at Lead, we recognize that books are very powerful platforms for doing that.
Absolutely. I do agree with all of that. And then just to give some real life example for what you just said, can you describe a recent author and project that you brought into the Lit family and what made you believe in them in the first place?
Great question, Taya. Thank you. I would like to talk about Nicholas Yanni and his book, Leader as Healer, A New Paradigm for 21st Century Leadership. First of all, I want to say that Lead is well known for its portfolio of leadership titles. It is an area where we have built quite deep expertise over the years. My first impression when I read Nicholas's book was that he was offering an answer to a fundamental question every leader at the top of any organization had. And the question is how to integrate rational and emotional in leadership practice. We also saw a practical side in Nicholas's writing. His ideas in the book came from 20 years of Nicholas consulting right at the top of the management layer of large organizations. Nicholas concluded each chapter with a practice, to use his own language, or you can call it an exercise. From our experience in publishing books on leadership topics, we knew that the audience would respond to such an approach. It offers an additional dimension to experience the book. When I finished reading the manuscript, I knew that we, together with Nicholas, were onto something big. Nicholas's writing style was clear, confident, and engaging. He encouraged the reader to introduce new ideas into their leadership life and to be open to change. The structure of the book was logical. It had the tempo and the tonality the author desired it to have to initiate and facilitate transition to a new way of thinking. The more we have worked with Nicholas on the manuscript, the more we were convinced that the title, Leader as Healer, was the right type of title for the book. It was the title that Nicholas has brought to the table originally with the first draft. The list of endorsements that Nicholas had for the book was impressive. He works with senior leaders and executive teams where he designs bespoke executive development programs. He also teaches at IMD in Lausanne and University of Oxford Said Business School. When we were discussing Nicholas's manuscript, he already had 800 delegates logging in to his webinar with the title Leader as Healer, which was hosted by IMD for the students and alums of IMD programs. Michael Watkins, whom Nicholas works with at IMD, is a well-known figure in the leadership space globally, who recognized the early signs that the content of the book and indeed the main idea would be landing well with the leadership audience. When Nicholas came to us with the idea of the book, he brought in a clear vision of how he saw the book. I think it would be right to say that the collaboration at the design stage between our editorial and visual art team and Nicholas, of course, was intense. As a result, together, we were able to come up with a design concept of a leadership book that would look like no other leadership book. In a way, this was the brief that Nicholas shared with our creative team. We had the artistic direction. Nicholas was involved in all major decisions regarding the visual concept of the book, cover design, in-book pages design. When we have published his work, somebody I know said that he really enjoyed reading the book and that the illustrations in the book and visual narration gave him the breathing space he needed. It is, of course, the best praise for the author and for us. I would say that if we were to look at the content creation layer of the book, we wanted to expand the horizons. And visually, the book is designed in such a way that it amplifies the main message of the work and it pushes the boundaries of what is possible. We were very pleased to have achieved that. Nicholas's background before he came into executive development was theater and performing arts. His family background is cinematic. Nicholas is very visual in all that he does. His artistic standards are high. Everyone in the team felt so fantastic when the book was released. Together with Nicholas, we have created a book that read well and looked amazing. I don't really want too many cliches in my answer to Tay, and neither I want to sound it to sound as a sales pitch, but I have to mention a few really interesting things. First of all, I want to say that everyone at LEAD feels so honored and proud to have worked on this project with Nicholas. The book was released in March of 22, right as we emerged out of the pandemic. We did have a notable commercial success with the book since then. The book will be released in Norwegian this year. This is a result of our collaboration with Hegna, the publisher in Norway. It will be also released in Arabic in collaboration with Jarir, which is the largest publisher and bookstore operator in the Arabic-speaking countries. And just to finish answering your question, I wanted to say that Leader as Healer is a finalist in the Business Book Awards 2023 competition in the leadership category. The jury's decision will be announced in about 2 weeks' time in May this year. And we wish Nicholas best of luck in winning the Business Book Awards and continue to win more new audiences across the world with his much needed book and beyond.
That is absolutely a great example of a great book that we produced last year. And of course, we wish Nico was so good work for the Business Book Awards and also to all of the other lead authors who are shortlisted and who are finalists. And thank you for that, Alec. And then my final question to you, which I think is going to be very useful for potential authors who are listening to us today, is, are there any particular sectors or topics that you are currently focusing on with a view to finding great authors and projects?
Great question again, Taya, thank you. What I want to say is that we seem to be moving at a lightning speed to where we were before the pandemic. But the world is not the same and it will never be the same again. So reflections, recommendations, and discussions about future of work are in demand. The whole taxonomy of subjects in sustainability, impact investing, personal sustainability in corporate world, protection of the biosphere, diversity, resilience, both from a perspective of an individual and from a corporate wellness standpoint, are the topics that we're particularly keen on. And then marketing, personal empowerment, I would put a special emphasis on entrepreneurship from the point of view of founders. And a great example here would be startups in technology, in tech. Leadership aspects of entrepreneurship, that's another very interesting subject. Also, modern leadership, the future of leadership. We're very keen to hear from authors writing in these subjects. In the broader context, we would like to hear from authors in subjects where books make a difference, where author is communicating new ideas and how it can improve business performance and make better decisions for better future for all of us.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Alec. And I think those topics are very interesting, and I believe some great books are going to come out of them. But thanks very much, Alec, for this conversation. I hope it's going to be very useful for any previous or future or current authors listening to us today. So thank you very much for your time.
Great stuff. Teja, thank you for very, very good questions. And we wish all our authors all the very best in what they're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. We are now also on TikTok, so make sure you follow us at Lit Publishing. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.